Welcome back to What Else Did You Buy? Here's your host, Fancy Ray.
Our contestant tonight is Jeff, who is into fitness. Let's find out what Element product he bought.
Jack purchased an Element 55-inch Roku TV.
And now, with the money you saved, what else did you buy?
Jack bought the entire collection of 1980s VHS workout tapes. Save, stream, and sweat with your new Element TV.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
Alongside Aubrey Sampson, my name is Brian Fromm. And Aubrey, we're excited to talk about an event coming up on Saturday, October 16th. It's called Open the Bible. It's a virtual event being put on by Unlocking the Bible. And that is run by the senior pastor of the Orchard Evangelical Free Church. His name is Colin Smith, and he's joining us right now. Colin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks, Brian. It's good to be with you both.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us. And Colin, let's just start there. This Open the Bible virtual event looks like a fantastic event. Could you just tell us more about the event?
Yeah, Saturday, the 16th of October, and it is going to be a high-level fly over the whole of the Bible story. We're going to go through from Genesis to Revelation in less than 3 hours, the Old Testament, the Gospels, and the New Testament letters. Think of it as being like a kind of high-altitude fly over the whole of the Bible story, a little bit like when you go on vacation. You know, when we've gone on vacation with our family, the first thing we do in a new area is just try and find out what is here? What's the lie of the land? What should we go and visit? And where should we spend our time? And this will give a kind of overview, an introduction, if you like, to the Bible as a whole, and hopefully be a real encouragement to people to go and discover more in all of the months and years that lie ahead.
Oh, I absolutely love that. The event is on Saturday, October 16th. You can register for the Open the Bible event at unlockingthebible.org. And here's the incredible thing. It's a free event. And if you can't attend on Saturday, October 16th, if you register, you will still receive the content after the event takes place and you can watch it on your own time. So again, you can go to unlockingthebible.org and register for this free event. Colin, I would love to just hear your pastor's heart for a moment. Why should we care about the entire story of the Bible?
Well, you know, a lot of folks, I think, know some stories from the Bible, you know, Jonah and the whale and David and Goliath and so forth, but miss the wonderful reality that the whole Bible really is one story. It begins in a garden, it ends in a city, and all the way through, it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we want to encourage people to do is really get a regular engagement with the Bible into their lives and into their hearts. And in order to do that, you really have to have a place to begin. Once you see the big picture, you really are encouraged to get, as it were, engaged further down on the ground. And that's the value of having a kind of flyover and getting the lie of the land.
Mm. And Colin, so many people right now are dealing with things around the pandemic, right? Job loss, financial struggles, depression, all sorts of other things. And there might be people out there unfamiliar with the Bible who haven't spent much time in it going, does the Bible really help with those things? Does it really speak to those things? How can a deeper understanding of the Bible help us with those kinds of specific issues?
That's a great question, Brian, and a really important one. The Bible is unlike any other book. And when we open the Bible, we're doing much, much more than gathering information. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So he's using the analogy. We know that our bodies don't keep going for long unless we are fed. And in the same way, we're not going to be able to find the strength that we need to face all that life throws at us apart from the word of God that sustains our inner life. So again, Jesus says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So The Bible speaks of itself, therefore, as being like bread. It's like milk. It's like meat. So this is the way that we get the strength, the comfort, the hope, the peace, the joy that we need to face whatever are the particular challenges of the realities of our life.
Oh, that's so powerful, Colin. Again, the event is on Saturday, October 16th. You can register for the Open the Bible event at unlockingthebible.org. This is a free event. And again, if you can't attend on Saturday the 16th, just by registering, you will still receive the content. It's going to be an incredible one, unlockingthebible.org. And Colin, who is this event for? Is this for people who are brand new to the Bible? Is this for folks who have been in the Bible their entire lives? Who's sort of the ideal attendee for this virtual event?
Well, you've given two examples there, and I would definitely want to say both. Anyone who's new to the Bible and has any interest at all, this would be a great place to begin. But then people who do know the Bible and love the Bible, the challenge and the encouragement I want to give is simply this. Who is there in your life who needs to know the God of the Bible and just might be willing to open the Bible with you if you ask them? And what we're finding in our experience in the church that I serve here is that actually there are many more people who are open to opening the Bible than we might at first think. It's surprising, and I think very, very encouraging. And our folks have found it actually a surprisingly easy ask. Would you be interested in opening the Bible with me? Well, you know, what would that look like? Well, you know, here's a resource that could help us, an introduction to the Bible, and we could talk about it together and so forth. People are interested in knowing about the Bible. We've come to a place where there are many people who at least know that they don't know, and therefore there's a curiosity kind of a factor. So I think if you're new to the Bible, it's a great place to begin. If you've been loving and reading the Bible for years, you will enjoy this. It'll be an encouragement to you, and it will be something you can use with others in your family, friends, colleagues, and so forth, because those who know and love the Bible need to get active in terms of encouraging others to open it with us.
Yeah. And Colin, as we start to close up, I'd love to give you a chance to speak to pastors out there who might be thinking, you know, people don't want to read the Bible right now. We have to figure out a new way to reach people. You're saying at your church, you're seeing something completely different, that people are kind of craving the Bible again and want to go back. Could you speak to those pastors out there who might be unsure that people are actually interested in the Bible?
Sure. Well, I'm not describing simply events in our church. The basis for saying that there is a widespread interest would be in the surveys that are regularly done. For example, the American Bible Society does a survey on what they call the state of the Bible each year. And consistently over these last years, between half and two-thirds of all people surveyed, and that is from every demographic across our country, say that they would be interested in knowing more about the Bible. So probably up to two in every three people you meet, according to these surveys, have some interest in knowing more in the Bible. So that's the basis on which our folks in our church have been encouraged just to say, well, who do you know in your life who might be open to open the Bible with you? And that is not a terribly difficult task. You're not even asking a person to believe. You're simply just saying, would you be interested in knowing more? That's not a difficult ask. So I just want to encourage people that there is more interest than we may sometimes realize. And there's a good reason to be encouraged and to be confident in reaching out to people that we know and saying, would you be interested in opening the Bible with me? That's what we want to encourage people and help people to do.
That's a great word. Again, this event called Open the Bible, it's a virtual event on Saturday, October the 16th. You can register for the Open the Bible event at unlockingthebible.org. That's unlockingthebible.org. It is a free event, but you got to register. And if you can't attend the full event on Saturday, October 16th, you can receive the content at a later time so you can watch it when you are able. This is, as Colin said, kind of a flyover event of the Bible. I cannot encourage you enough to take part in it. Again, it's at unlockingthebible.org. thebiblecollective.org. Colin, thanks so much. Good luck with the event. It sounds wonderful. We hope it goes well. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. That's an absolute pleasure. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Welcome back to What Else Did You Buy? Here's your host, Fancy Ray.
Our contestant tonight is Jeff, who is into fitness. Let's find out what Element product he bought.
Jack purchased an Element 55-inch Roku TV.
And now, with the money you saved, what else did you buy?
Jack bought the entire collection of 1980s VHS workout tapes. Save, stream, and sweat with your new Element TV.